U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night. He'll take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's record as well as goals for a second term. The vice president, who is a conservative Christian, has served as a key connector between President Trump and evangelical voters, a powerful and influential part of the Republican political base. The Republican ticket's opponents, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, attended the Democratic National Convention last week. Biden's campaign has since criticized the Republican convention content, saying those watching have not heard any plans for controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Follow our coverage of the conventions on VOAnews.com. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, say two people have been shot and killed during a third night of consecutive protests over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the courthouse. Tuesday's violent protests came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. The 2021 Davos World Economic Forum Summit of Business Leaders and Politicians has been called off for January due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have the full story and coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Laura is expected to rapidly strengthen into a Category